Reeve Gold, and I played a character called Elsa Bigstern, who was a Nazi character, in just two episodes. I can't remember quite how it came up, but I think it was just I got sent for an audition and got the audition in the normal way. So thrilling, because Hello, Hello was huge, absolutely huge. So I was thrilled to be part of it, but I think I just auditioned and got the job. The episodes I did were, it was Series 7, and I was in Episode 9 and 10, which were the ice... episode Series 7, and it was the ice cream truck and the Gypsy Carnival were the two I was in. Well, going into it, it was a bit daunting going into Hello, Hello, because most of the people there had been on it for a long time. It was a big success. And but I was very lucky, because most of my scenes were with the Nazis, and Richard Gibson, who plays Heathcliff, was so welcoming and lovely, and I had to play with him and kiss him. And he was absolutely just so generous and wonderful to work with. So that was really lovely. And I didn't really have anything to do. There was a little bit in the cafe with Gordon Kay in the second episode. But he was a bit daunting. Him and Carmen Ferreira were the stars, and they were a little bit more frightening. But the younger lot, Sue Hodge and Vicky Mishral and all those people, were so lovely and friendly and just great. They were really, really welcoming. But the two older ones were a bit the stars of the show, and they were a little bit daunting. So that was what I remember most. The main cast was so lovely, really, really welcoming. As I say, Gordon Kay was the one who was a little bit, I think after we'd done the recording of the first show, he gave me a bit of a note, by which time it was too late for me to do anything about it, but he was a little bit, scary, and I hadn't done very much television, so it was a bit daunting. But everyone else was lovely, lovely, lovely. And the thing that I enjoyed about it, a lot of television, and even comedy, is very much you sit still and you just say everything barely moving. But in Hello, Hello, there was a lot of physical comedy, which is quite unusual. And watching those people who'd been doing it, I thought this is a bit of a masterclass in how to do all this and the timing of it all. And seeing people like Kenneth Connor, who, you know, these amazing people. And kind of variety, which is, even then was unusual on television. It's even more unusual now, I think. When we were filming, I was just in the studio. All my bits were in the studio. Which is, again, I haven't worked that much with a studio audience. And obviously the others had, but it was great. So I didn't get to speak, because one of the second episode had a whole lovely old funfair in it, which I didn't get to see that. So I don't know where they shot that, but I was just in the studio on the set. I would so love to have been asked to be in some of the other ones. I never did anything else. There was when I did Hello, Hello, there was a slight possibility that my character might come back. But I think they felt I was still in the same place as Tim Hartman and Helga. And she, the episodes I did, she was off doing a pantomime. So I think I came in slightly while she was off doing the panto. Although she is actually in a tiny bit in the episodes I'm in. And she was lovely as well. She was very, very welcoming and lovely. So I would love to have done other stuff with them, because it's so unusual. And but no, I never got the opportunity, sadly. The thing that struck me about it, as I've already said, was how generous everyone was. And they were all, you know, the cast of Hello, Hello were big stars at that time. You know, it was one of the most popular shows on TV. And they were so generous and so welcoming and so kind. And it's difficult when you're in something that you're doing over and over again, and you're part of a team to welcome in someone who's just helped you two episodes. Sometimes I've done things before where you think, oh, they really haven't got time for me. They're not horrible, but they just don't have the time. They're doing their stuff. Yes, who are you? You're only here for two episodes. I don't need to bother with you. But I do remember Richard Gibson particularly, who I had to do most of my stuff with, was so, so lovely and friendly and great. So I only have, no, there was nothing. There was nothing. But I remember it was a lovely job to do. I was really, really lucky. And the thing was very special. I got to do a little bit of a song because I do a lot of musicals as well. And I don't think they would have written that particularly for me, but it was just a bit of luck they got me to have done musicals. And I got to do a Marlene Dietrich, bit of a Marlene Dietrich song, which was just joyous to do, absolutely lovely in the second episode. So that was one of the highlights for me, because you don't often come into a sitcom and do a song. Marlene Dietrich as well, fantastic.
I do get royalties very occasionally, but sadly there is a very small amount. You get a very small percentage, and you know, I'll get a check for £5 or something. So I'm afraid it's not enough to retire on, although I'm sure that the people who were in most of the series will get a very nice income from it, because I saw the other day that they were, you know, episodes are still going out all the time around the world, I think. So, yes, sadly, my two episodes, not quite enough to retire. Yes, Richard and I had to do lots of kissing, and I had to lift him up, and he was delightful. I wouldn't have wanted to kiss many of the rest of the cast, so I was very glad I got to kiss him. And he was so lovely to work with. Really, really nice man. A lovely man. Very generous, very kind, welcoming. You know, really easy to work with. Lovely. You never know, as I say, when you come into something where everyone knows each other and they used to, and he, I know Jim Hart and him had a very good relationship. So, to come in and be welcomed in like that was lovely. Really, really good man. I can't say anything bad about him because he was delightful. And so good, you know, I watched the episodes last night to see what I could remember. And I thought, how good. And they all are. They're all great in them. They're all so good. And, all the people who play the Nazis and Roger Kitter, who's the Italian, you know, they were all, they're great. Great. And I did most of my scenes with them. Well, it's so long ago, I'm afraid, since I watched any of them. So I have to say my episodes because they're the ones I watched last night. So I don't really have highlights, but it was lovely watching it again and thinking, oh yes, this is such fun. And a lot of it, the humour, I don't know if they would be able to make them now because of the, is it racist? You know, it's attacking everybody. It's anti-French, anti-English, anti-German, anti, you know, they use the word Juppo in the episode, and I thought, I don't think you could do that now. I think we've moved on and times are different, you know, it is a humour of its time. And even then, I think it was a little bit old-fashioned, because it very much veers back to the carry-on, you know, the Madonna with the big boobies. It's carry-on kind of humour. And you have to view it in the time it was made, and I don't think it would be made now, probably. I'm sure it wouldn't. And, you know, Croft and Perry are no longer with us. They were of a time. And so it's historical in its take on history, because it's a take from its time on the war. And, you know, when you watch any of their other series, they're historical. They're all sort of takes from specific times, through their lens.